Good morning. Today we have an important question. When we have Erev Pesach as this year falling on Shabbos, is there an Isser Melacha on Friday? Friday is not Erev Pesach, but Erev Pesach. So why would we say that there is an Isser Melacha? So on a normal year, that Erev Pesach is not on Shabbos, but it's during the week we have an Isser Melacha, certainly after Chatzos Hayom, midday, that is prohibited to be involved in our work. We have to be focusing on other things. And the question is, what's the real reason during a regular year that there's an Isser Melacha on Erev Pesach? And the Nafkamina, we will see two reasons for it, and there will be a Nafkamina between them that is relevant to this year when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. So Rashi explains as follows, why is there an Isra Malacha on Erev Pesach, certainly after Chatzos Hayom? So Rashi says, Kedei Shlo Yehei Taru B'Malacha V'Yishkach, various mitzvahs. We shouldn't be involved in our Malacha, our jobs, doing work unrelated to the Pesach holiday and preparations, so we're going to forget that we need to get rid of our chametz. We're going to forget about Shchitas HaPesach. The Shchita of the Pesach was done in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. We're going to forget about preparing our matzah that we need that very night. So according to Rashi, the reason that there's an Isser Melach on Erev Pesach, certainly after Chatzos, is because we have to be involved in the Kiyum HaMitzvahs of the day. We have to be preparing for Pesach or bringing the Korban Pesach as well, but not only bringing the Korban Pesach, which we don't have nowadays, but the Biur HaChametz, getting rid of the Chametz and making sure we have the matzah, baking the matzah. There's a minhag to bake matzah or Pesach. So that is the reason Rashi brings. The Yerushalmi brings a different reason, a second reason as follows. Eino bedin shetehe asuk b'malachtacha v'korbancha karev. It would be highly inappropriate for you to be involved in your own malacha, your work, your occupation, on the job, hoeing your field, whatever it may be. And this is the time to be makriv of the Korban Pesach. So according to the Yerushalmi, it's directly related to the Korban Pesach. So in fact, the nafkamina between these two reasons is this year that Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. And the Biur Halacha spells this all out. He says, based on the second reason, the Yerushalmi's reason that on a normal year we don't do Malacha after Chatzos is because that's the time for the Korban Pesach. In this year that we have Erev Shabbos for preparation, but that is not the day we would shech the Korban Pesach. The shech Korban Pesach would be brought on Shabbos, on the actual Erev Pesach. And accordingly, on Friday, there would be no Isser Melacha past Chatzos, all the way up until Mincha Katana, like on a regular Shabbos. That's 9.5 hours into the day, 2.5 hours before the end of the day. But it would not start 6 hours into the day at Chatzos. So that's based on the Yerushalmi. On the other hand, according to Rashi, that the reason that in a regular year there is an Isser Melacha on Erev Pesach, certainly from Chatzos and onward, is because we have more than just a Korban Pesach. We have various mitzvahs of the day, the Biur Chametz, taking care of the matzah, etc. That would apply as well this year because we have those mitzvahs on Friday. Even though it's not Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos, we can't do those preparations on Shabbos. We have to do it on Erev Shabbos. Accordingly, based on Rashi, the first reason we would have an Isser Melacha on Friday, even though it is not Erev Pesach, it's Erev Shabbos, and that would start at Chatzos Hayom. So how do we paskin? So the Biur Halacha brings that the Rov HaPoskin, the majority of Poskim, agree with the rationale of the Yerushalmi, the second rationale, that the Isser Melacha is related to the Korban Pesach. And he says, V'im kein efshar dein lahachmir. Accordingly, we don't have to be machmir. We're not bringing the Korban Pesach. Even when we had a Beis HaMikdash, it would not be brought on Friday. It would be brought on Shabbos afternoon. And accordingly, there would be no reason to have an Isser Melacha based on the Yerushalmi on Friday. The majority of Achronim, many Achronim agree that we can be lenient on this. They bring the reason of the Yerushalmi, and accordingly, it seems that the Minhag HaOlam is to be lenient, that there is no Isser Melacha starting at Chatzos on Friday, which is Erev Pesach. There's no Isser from Chatzos Hayom. It only starts at Mincha Katana, so it doesn't start at 6 hours into the day. It starts at 9.5 hours into the day, just like a normal Erev Shabbos. Have a wonderful day.